Part 2, Five Little Pigs by Joseph Morton Cronheim. The Little Pig Who Had Roast Beef. The little pig was very good and careful fellow. He gave his mother scarcely any trouble, and always took a pleasure in doing all she bade him. Here you see him sitting down with clean hands and face to some nice roast beef, while his brother, the idle pig, who is standing on a stool in the corner with the dunce's cap on, has none. He sat down and quietly learned his lesson, and asked his mother to hear him repeat it. And this he did so well that Mrs. Pig stroked him on the ears and forehead and called him a good little pig. After this, he asked her to allow him to help her make tea. He brought everything she wanted and lifted off the kettle from the fire without spilling a drop either on his toes or the carpet. By and by, he went out, after asking his mother's leave to play with his hoop. He had not gone far when he saw an old blind pig who, with his hat in his hand, was crying at the loss of his dog. So he put his hand in his pocket and found a halfpenny, which he gave to the poor old pig. It was such a thoughtful conduct as this that his mother often gave this little pig roast beef. We now come to the little pig who had none. The little pig who had none. This was a most obstinate and willful little pig. His mother had set him to learn his lesson. But no sooner had she gone out into the garden than he tore his book into pieces. When his mother came back, he ran off into the streets to play with other idle little pigs like himself. After this, he quarreled with one of the pigs and got a sound thrashing. Being afraid to go home, he stayed out till it was quite dark and caught a severe cold. So he was taken home and put to bed and had to take a lot of nest physic. The little pig who cried wee wee all the way home. This little pig went fishing. Now he had been told not to go into Farmer Grumpy's grounds, who did not allow anyone to fish in his part of the river. But in spite of what he had been told, this foolish little pig went there. He soon caught a very large fish, and while he was trying to carry it home, Farmer Grumpy came running along with his great whip. He quickly dropped the fish, but the farmer caught him, and as he laid his whip over his back for some time, the little pig ran off crying, wee, 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 all the way home.